angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Hi folks, this is Tom Horn coming to you once again from the beautiful studios here in Missouri at Skywatch Television. And of course, September is National Preparedness Month. It's a great time for all Americans to be reminded of the need to prepare for the future. I've got one of my best friends with me today. He was actually a pioneer in the preparedness movement. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Steve Quayle, hardly need an introduction, but great to be with you again, Steve.
Well, thank you, Tom. And this is one of my favorite subjects because it's so indicative in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that God always warns his people of what's coming ahead of time. And so we'll be dealing with the most, I think, corrosive attitude that's in the body of Christ right now, is that it somehow, if you prepare, it's a manifestation of lack of faith. Mm-hmm. Well, we know this in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, that by faith Noah was absolutely moved to build an ark, and God told him to do that. Now, thank God you and I only have to deal with email ridicule. Can you imagine poor Noah taking the ridicule and mockery and scoffery for all the years it took him to build the ark? Tom, I think it's important with Proverbs 22:3 to remember what the Scripture teaches us. Now, obviously, Solomon was a very wise guy, and I believe under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." That word punished doesn't mean that it's a punitive act on God's part. It simply means that because they failed to prepare, they reap the consequences of their failure to prepare.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, some of the other translations of that actually say that a prudent man sees the dangers that are ahead, he prepares for them, but it says a foolish man just goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. So, you were a pioneer, you were a forerunner. When I look on the internet today, I mean, everybody out there seems like they're involved in preparedness, right? You can hardly go to anybody's website that they're not selling preparedness products, whatever. That's today. But way back before Y2K, all the way back before the internet was even invented, there was a kind of a lone voice by the name of Steve Quayle. You're out there doing shortwave radio, and you're talking about perilous times are coming, the economy could collapse, all the stuff that essentially around the world today we're facing. In America, we're facing it big time. We're on a cliff's edge, and you were the guy saying you need to be prepared. You need to think about the future. You need to be able to take care of yourself and your own if something should go sideways with the world. Remember those days?
I do remember
shortwave radio, the Q files.
I remember those days. Even in those days, I had a thing called Security and Survival Chronicles, which was a newsletter, which was warning people. You know, again, it's tough for people to see what's beyond the horizon unless they get above it. Now, I had an interesting encounter. How I got into this whole thing, I mean, I've been asked this numerous times, and for your viewers and listeners out there, I was saved in 1972. Thank God for the ministry of Hal Lindsey. I knew nothing. I was raised in a non-Christian home. I knew no Bible, none, nada. I was saved while I was the president of one of the raunchiest fraternities in the history of Montana mm-hmm. State University. I'm not proud of it. I was up before the Dean's Committee on Conduct and Misbehavior more times than even in those days. One of the deans of one of the schools kind of liked me, even though he was always having to reprimand me. He said, "You appear here anymore, Steve, we'll have to put you on salary." You know. And so, but what's interesting is I went home from Hal Lindsey's meeting presentation. It's in the days of late great planet Earth. And I had accepted Jesus. He explained to me who Jesus was in the capacity as a savior of the world and the vilest offender he would receive. I said, "Well, that's me." I mean, I didn't have any question. "Oh, search me, O Lord, and see." I mean, I knew what I was. The presentation of God's forgiveness to even such a sinner as I was just overwhelming. I went home, and as I walked into my bedroom, I lived with my parents, I was in the basement, I walked in, the presence of Jesus manifest itself, not in a dream, not in vision. I fall at his feet as dead. I couldn't get up. I was even trying to do push-ups. The Lord lifted me up, and he looked straight in my face and said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, your Savior, and I am calling you to have a Joseph's ministry." You know, I didn't know who Joseph was. I was really dumb. I mean, I was so void of the gospel. And the Joseph's ministry, he said, "And you're going to know me in a very special way through my word." Well, someone who couldn't believe John 3:16, didn't believe in Noah, didn't believe in all this stuff, and he basically gave me a vision, a panorama vision. And I've shared this with you, Tom, and then of the end of the age. But he basically said, "I'm going to take those images from you until shortly before they come to pass." And that's why I always refer to the time lock of the events coming. But the Joseph's ministry was a practical thing. Mm-hmm. God gave to Pharaoh the dream. And the dream was simply this: there's going to be 7 years of good and 7 years of lean. And with those instructions and the faith in God, Joseph saved not only Egypt, but he saved his countrymen. Mm-hmm. My goal is to get people to understand every aspect of biblical preparation and revelation is based on you do the possible, God will do the impossible. God even uses ants as an illustration. Mm-hmm. You know, go to the ant, thou sluggard. And what I've learned in much prayer and much dealing with people is people don't want to take personal responsibility. And that's why the prep movement is so important. There would be no West, there would be no manifest destiny if it wasn't for the settlers having to at least bring a wagon with some food to live.
Right. You know, and the thing, if what's interesting is, you know, I knew where you were coming from when you said you were called to a Joseph ministry, because right away I'm putting two and two together in my head, even though you and I have never done a show on this before. But I'm glad that you explained the fact that Joseph, you know, he's there, he's in prison. The Pharaoh has this vision. Joseph's brought out, and he translates it, and he says, "You need to start laying in store now, because these hard times are going to come." So he's a perfect example of one of the first preppers, right?
Absolutely.
And in the Bible. But you also said he moved by faith. Earlier you said Noah heard from God, he moved by faith. Things not yet seen. This is future events. He moved by faith. He trusted in the Lord, but he put personal action behind what he was doing. Well, here's kind of an interesting dichotomy. As you know, I pastored for 25 years. I was an executive in the Assemblies of God for another 7 years. So I've been doing this for a long time. And even some of my very close friends to this day, they don't say it to me because they know I wouldn't agree with it, but they believe that it actually reflects a lack of faith, which seems to be contradictory to these examples in the scripture. It reflects a lack of faith if you take time to prepare. And you gave two examples. There's many more. The whole book of James, right, measures your personal actions are the expression of real faith. And I know there's numerous other places in the scripture that talk about that. Well, what do you say to these people? As I know, you've probably heard this many, many times.
I hear it. I hear it every day in my scold mail. Okay, scold mail is email with obviously a disagreement. But here's the thing: two things that have brought the church to the place it is powerless, in my opinion, and we've lost our savor as an expression of the redemptive command of Jesus to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. And what most people lose track of is faith without works is dead. So what I say to these people, I say, if Noah had practiced what you practice, if Joseph had practiced what you practice, if all of the, even the parables of Jesus, the 10 virgins,
right,
you know, the five wise, and guess what? The five wise had extra.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And when people make that statement to me, I say this: you epitomize selfishness, because the Bible teaches, and you know this, Tom, that any man doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel.
Right. Yep,
so an infidel isn't like I can't go there.
Yeah.
But an infidel is not going to be praised as a man of faith. He's going to be praised as a man of selfishness. Now, the other reason, and I want to get this in, being one of the founders of the PrEP movement 35 years ago, there were only four of us nationally.
Mm-hmm.
prior to Y2K, well, actually, probably from 1995 to 2003, I mean, we were moving and we were shaking. We actually did our own canning of food, dehydrated and freeze-dried food. We bought it by the bulk, canned it, and we got it out there quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But let me share this. As people see this assortment of preparedness products, in 1 hour of one day of one event that will cause that panic, everything that's available mm-hmm. from your company,
yep.
you know, Survivor Mall, the point is that everything will be gone. Yeah. Everything will be gone.
Well, in fact, Steve, I know that to be a fact. We went through this when Fukushima happened a few years ago.
Yes, sir.
Joe Artis, who works with the company, he's on Skywatch TV once in a while. He also does all of our tech brainy stuff that the rest of us don't know how to do. He remembers those days where literally in one day, everything we had in our warehouse was sold, but it wasn't just that. We had back orders going back for 6 months. I was talking to Jim Baker about this the other day, and he said the same thing happened to them. He actually had to reimburse millions of dollars to people who were begging, and they were mostly just asking for one thing, potassium iodide and long-term storage food. That's all they wanted, right? It was gone. Furthermore, what happened were the big companies like Mountain House, they just let us know, look, you don't even expect to have any shipments anytime soon. If you're not as big as Walmart buying us by the train load, you're not even going to get any product. ThyroSafe shut down, like in 2 days, shut down, put a closed sign on their website, said don't even try, there is no product. You and I are both old friends with Shane Connor that owed KI4U. He told me that the military called him, the U.S. military. They flew in with a transport helicopter. They bought I don't know how many millions.
Actually, it was a transport plane.
A transport plane. He had millions of potassium KI. They bought all of it, so that's the other thing that's going to happen is if there are any supplies, the government's going to confiscate
the
product right away. So, yeah, no, so I know what you're saying is true, that if you're going to prepare, you need to prepare now. If you don't have long-term storage food, you ought to. If you don't have a way of purifying water, you need to be able to do that, because if you wait until the big event, like you and I were talking off camera a moment ago that I'm going to let you talk about this. This report came out this week from the Department of Homeland Security. And they said if the grid goes down for 1 year, 98% of Americans would be dead. They're speculating that something like 280 or whatever it is, million Americans. Now, why in the world would they be telling us if the grid goes down? I mean, kiss yourself goodbye. You know, you if you don't have a way to take care of your own, you're not only worse than an infidel, as the Bible says in 1 Timothy, you're out of luck.
Well, and you're also out of life. See, this is something that's interesting. Years ago, when I was first starting the preparedness movement, I wrote a book called, it was a survival catalog, but the majority of it was basically practical preparation tips, mm-hmm. okay? But I focused on nuclear weapons. Well, now we have the most dangerous time beyond the Cuban Missile Crisis. We've got challenges, and something everybody needs to know is Russia, China, Switzerland, Finland, Norway, some of the most, let's just say this, identified as the, not Switzerland, but Russia and China, identified as potential enemies mm-hmm. of the United States. They have vast underground bunkers. They have subway systems that double as fallout shelters. They can move their people quickly into the country. They have spent, and it's a part of their strategic mm-hmm. first strike doctrine.
Sure.
And the United States has none. There is no civil defense, ladies and gentlemen. There is no one to call. There's no one who can come to your aid. You must, first of all, depend upon God. And I tell people, do what Jesus says. Well, I don't get answers to my prayer. I said it's right here. It's in the Word of God. We're giving you the abbreviated history of the world. So, well, you know, Tom, it's interesting. When I first had my vision and my calling in a Joseph's ministry, and for the record, I've been doing that for 44 years this mm-hmm. coming year, mm-hmm. 2016, I started right out in that. I started my first survival store, and the point that most people lose track of in any situation, not having drinkable water and not having food to eat is the most devastating thing psychologically, physiologically, and it puts you into harm's way. I coined this term, and ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. In an emergency, you must be where everyone else isn't. You can't be standing in a supermarket line. You can't be standing in lines. We're seeing that right now, Tom, in Venezuela. We are seeing the, if you will, we are seeing previews of the coming events that are coming to the United States of America. The underground bunkers that the military, 254 deep underground military bases, not just in the U.S. and who knows, Canada, Mexico, and every place else they're running, they are outfitting, they are absolutely filling them to the brim with everything from medical supplies, food, you name it. And look at what's happened. The middle class now is dead, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the thing that everyone can do, everyone has a priority, what they spend their money on. They can start out quickly. And I think that you need to tell people, this is the most generous man I've ever been on TV with. But you, I don't say that to flatter. I won't flatter anybody. But the point is that the wise that see evil coming, and you have. This is what the Lord has led you. And as many years as you were in, you know, our mutual, the Assembly of God churches, meaning the pastors, they have a real hard time. Now, not there are wonderful pastors out there that are beginning to prepare, but they have a hard time telling people to prepare. And I prayed about this until I finally, I believe I got an answer. The Lord said they don't want the people to use their money to prepare their families. Well, the money that goes into donations, tithes, and offerings, and you know this, that everybody wants this and this and that. But I think the man of God should start at the bottom. He should be the servant of all, not the head of all. And so when I hear a pastor and any pastors out there that are just preparing your people, God bless you. That's what the shepherd does.
Sure. Well, and furthermore, every principle in the Bible, you know, when the Apostle Paul is telling young Timothy how you qualify somebody for ministry, he's got to be a man who rules his home well. Abraham in the Old Testament, right, he goes in that before he starts digging a well for the public, he takes care of his own. He sets up his own tents. He makes sure his family is taken care of.
Absolutely.
So this principle is all through the scripture that the, and not every home has a father, unfortunately. You know, some women, they're just trying to get by. They work long hours. But everybody can start somewhere. And that's the point. Everybody can do what they can do. Sometimes communities can come together. In fact, one of the best stories, and then I want to tell people about some special offers. We have some stuff we're going to help them with. But one of the best stories was during Katrina, when Katrina came in and the floodwaters are rolling in and people are trying, you know, people are on top of the roofs of their house. There were people that died waiting on the roofs of their house, but there's a story of a senior woman. She didn't have much, right? But she had bought a preparedness kit or put one together, had it in the attic of her house. And when the floodwaters came in, she went up through the house, took her cat, got up on the roof of the house. She had water. She had food bars. It wasn't much, but it kept her alive until the helicopters got there to save her, right?
Absolutely.
But there was a medical doctor who lived on a hill. Now, this guy had money. And some of the people watching this program should consider whether they, too, could become like that man was.
Absolutely.
And what he did. This was a man of means. Not unlimited wealth, but he was a man of means. He was a medical doctor. He had bought a preparedness book that helped him learn everything about how would you generate power if the power went out, and how would you purify water. And then he bought long-term storage foods, 25-year shelf life foods. He had all this stuff, right? Well, as the floodwaters are coming in and people are fleeing from the town, they're going up this hill, and pretty soon there were several dozen people that wound up on this knoll where this doctor lived. And guess what? This guy kept dozens of people alive because he not only prepared for his own household, but he knew that he had the capacity to also be able to help others should that day arise. And there are people alive today. It was a fabulous story. It became one of the celebrated Reuters news stories. So what we do is we're simply saying that everybody, to whatever extent they can, should be prepared. And because September is National Preparedness Month, and you're going to hear FEMA and Homeland Security and everybody out there talking about this, we're using September to try to bring these biblical principles, the Joseph ministry that you started years ago. We're now expanding this to be an international ministry, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And encouraging people to do what they can do to make sure that they could take care of themselves, take care of their family. If the grid should go down, I want to just very quickly tell people that during the month of September, we are featuring three special offers. Now, You can go to the SkywatchTVstore.com or SkywatchTV.com. Click on the store link. We also own SurvivorMall.com. You can go to either one of those, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. Long-term storage food, gas masks, potassium iodide, ways to purify water, go bags, but basically anything and everything you could imagine you might need, wire saws, just everything, camping supplies. All those things are there. But as Steve said a moment ago, the most important and most urgent, most expedient thing that you would need during an emergency is going to be food, calories, and water, or an ability to purify water. And so what we're doing for the month of September, we have three special offers that we want to make you aware of. One of them is a three-month food supply, Mountain House food supply. This is 25-year storage food, and we are making that available for $258. It is a three-month food supply. If you buy that from us during the month of September, we're also going to throw in a $30 emergency water filtration portable device. And this, man, this filters out all the stuff, Giardia and Cryptosporidium or whatever you call it. The stuff, yeah, the stuff that's going to kill you, right? It filters out 99% of all of the terrible stuff that might be in water that's just out there in the raw. We're going to throw that in for free. Secondly, we have a one-year food supply. This is a $1,450 one-year food supply. And if you purchase that during the month of September, we're going to throw in what's called the Go Berkey. You know, Berkey is famous for their water purification systems. This comes in a little bag. We didn't have space on the desk here to set up. It's got a bag. It comes with the filter system. It comes with the Go Berkey. It also comes with a portable drinking device. And then in addition to that, we're going to send you two free books. We just got in stock Survive the Unthinkable, a total guide to women's self-protection. Because as Steve said a moment ago, if the grid goes down, you are definitely going to want to know how to evaluate your situation. Where not to be is just as important as where to be in an emergency situation. We're going to send that to you. And then this is probably one of the all-time most celebrated books ever published on the subject of what to do if the grid goes down, when technology fails. It covers all the bases, everything from how to forage, how to put up temporary shelters, how to purify water. This is a $35 book. So altogether, that would have a tremendous value. We're going to include all of those free with the one-year food supply. And then finally, we also have a four-year food supply, $4,880. We're also going to include all of this stuff in that food supply. Those are discounted prices on foods. Other people sell those same kits for a lot more money. But we're making them available to you. If you don't see here something you're interested in, just go to SkywatchTVStore.com or SurvivorMall.com. Look through all of the stuff that's there. You can call and talk to one of our representatives on the phone. You can get the phone number off of the website. Steve.
Let's talk basic Bible. Who was the first prepper? Here's a great quiz, okay? You don't have to send in your answers. And what you do is you get your life as the reward for answering. Who was the first prepper that ministered to Jesus?
Tell me.
Okay. Yeah, I hate it when people ask me, okay? But here's the thing. I want people to think this. The little boy whose mother had provided him with the five loaves of bread, Matthew chapter 6,
sure,
and the two fishes, okay?
Right.
Now, everybody, the natural response is, what do we do? There's a bunch of hungry people. And Jesus said, you know, Jesus knew the answer. I believe that his mother was praying that day. I truly do. And because that mother of the little boy that had, you know, the five loaves of bread and two fishes, he's the first example. Mm-hmm. And his mother's thought was this. I know the thought. I don't know how long my son is going to be gone. I don't know how long. But because I've heard of this Jesus, I'm going to make sure if he has to stay longer, just like the parable of the 10 virgins, mm-hmm, he's got enough. So while the disciples and everybody's freaking, we don't have anything, you know, the fish and the two fish and the five loaves of bread are brought to Jesus. And what is Jesus? He multiplies them and gives them to all the people that were gathered. It's amazing. Notice Jesus had to meet their physical need before they would be listening to the most beautiful part of Scripture, some of the most beautiful part, Sermon on the Mount. So, Tom, you just made a powerful statement. men of means, okay, men of means, the illustration you use, you people, and I'm saying this, those of you who are men and women of means, your safety, you may be the means, just as a little boy was, to feed the multitudes in the days ahead. And so that's why I'm encouraging people of means that ask the Lord how you might be in the same attitude of faith as that young man whose mother had prepped him for the unknown. And so was that a lack of faith? Come on. You know, that is such a lazy a lazy response, okay?
I know Steve Quayle well enough to know that some of this stuff really gets under his skin because he's heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it. But you've also seen these other examples. And like you're saying, this beautiful story you just referred to also illustrates something else. They did what they could do. And after they had done what they could do,
Absolutely. Then
God expanded it. But again, this is James saying, don't expect God to come in performing miracles. First of all, your faith will be measured in the things that you take the time to do. And when you've heard the word of God and you've done all that you can do, then you can expect God, who is going to partner with you in those circumstances, to help you get through those situations. And we're headed towards hard times, aren't we? We're going to run out of time here in just a moment. Give me a final word. I'm going to ask you one question. People are talking about the grid might go down, the economy might collapse. Is it going to be one of these? Is it going to be all of the above? What does your gut tell you?
I'm telling people they must prepare for a simultaneous execution of really negative events. It's important that people understand this. If somebody made this statement up, it's true. I make the statement, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Just-in-time inventory is absolutely brought about just-in-time failure.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of prepping is biblical. The idea of prepping is practical, common sense. There is more evidence to it. And everybody has life insurance, most people, except and now it's health insurance is open
right.
for debate, but car insurance, they have all the insurance.
Right.
Something bad has to happen. Life assurance is what God even promises, that we might have life, have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in all the shows we've done about all this esoteric subject matter we talk about, and what I call the future events, it's important and it's imperative. And if you love your family, and if you don't have the means, pray, because I'm praying on the other end of that spectrum that God's going to raise up people. And just like people, Tom, listen to you and I from the most obscure points of the earth. I mean, seriously, places that I can't even pronounce, and quite a few of those. But the point is that God is speaking his word to them. So people are saying, what can I do? What can I do? Your answer is seeking the Lord Jesus Christ and then being obedient. And the smallest act of obedience will provide the greatest blessing you've ever known.
Steve. Always wonderful to have you here with us today. But you keep tuning in to Skywatch TV, and we'll see you the next time.
September is National Preparedness Month, and we'd like to help you be prepared for the unthinkable. Our culture depends so heavily on just-in-time deliveries, but what happens when those deliveries of food are interrupted? Groceries don't make it to the store, or you can't leave home because of a natural disaster or civil unrest. How do you feed your family? Well, from Skywatch TV, during the month of September, a three-month food supply, food with a 25-year shelf life, a $300 value, now just $258. And with that purchase, we'll include a Frontier Pro portable water filter in case you also need to purify your own water during an emergency. Now, a one-year food supply, $1,450. Again, a one-year supply of food with a 25-year shelf life. And with that, we will include $200 worth of free add-ons. The gold standard in water purification from Berkey, the Go Berkey water filter, and a couple of books that help you prepare for the unexpected. Survive the Unthinkable, the total guide to women's self-protection. And for those times when power goes out, the internet goes away, when technology fails, these books plus the Go Berkey, $200 value with the one-year food supply, just $1,450. And a four-year food supply, $4,880. Again, 4 years of food with a 25-year shelf life, including the Go Berkey water filter and the preparedness books, $4,880 from Skywatch TV. Be prepared. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com.